Manager's Log, Wednesday, May 17, 2017. From the Mother Jones magazine is a story of farm workers being poisoned by air drift of a pesticide used on a nearby field that contained the chemical chlorpyrifos, an endocrine disruptor, also known as a hormone disruptor. Major studies have found evidence to suggest that even in very low doses, the chemical triggers effects among children ranging from lower IQ to higher rates of autism. On May 5th, more than 50 workers were exposed to the highly toxic chemical. 12 had symptoms of vomiting and nausea. One person fainted, as reported by the Kern Golden Empire TV news coverage. Prior to March 2017, the EPA leaned toward banning this chemical. With President Trump's appointment of Scott Pruitt as the new EPA administrator, who self-described himself as a leading advocate against the EPA activist agenda, the EPA changed its stance, greenlighting the use of chlorpyrifos. According to the Center for Public Integrity, the Dow Chemical Company, the makers of chlorpyrifos, had donated $1 million to the Trump Inauguration Committee. The Dow Chemical CEO, Andrew Lovaris, was named by Trump as the chairman of the American Manufacturing Council, vowing the chemical executive would find ways to bring industry back to America. Nowhere in this story was mentioned any possible effects of the chemical residue on the agricultural product the farm workers were tending. The picture showed in the article is that of a field of lettuce with a poison warning sign. Best to be careful and wash store-bought non-organic produce. What is happening here? What it is becoming clear. There are people way over there with signs saying, you gotta beware. Thanks for listening.